Yeah.
Yeah, your name.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want to just step? We can step outside where it's a little quieter, if you want. Somewhere quiet for a minute.
Lack of participants?
Yeah.
It's yes, good. Very good. We're all excited too.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I had a couple of cars. JC's on this.
Okay. So you're with the OK Society? Mm-hmm. That's the radio show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Could I have your name and your position within the school?
Yep.
Are you from here or?
I'm from the island. I'm from Stephenville on the west coast of Newfoundland. My name is Gerard White. I'm the high school science teacher here at the school.
Okay. There's a lot of students taking part in this science fair. What do you think of that?
I think it's great. The more participation, the better, especially with the younger grades. So we have 23 groups, 23 projects, I guess, from grades 4, 5, and 6, so our elementary students.
The thing about this, is this the first time for like grade 4, 5, and 6, or?
As far as I know, the grades 5 and 6, every year they participate, but this is actually the first year that the grade 4s have been a part of the science fair.
You also took some high school students out, didn't you?
Yes, last week we took a group to St. John's. We traveled to the Marine Institute to their MATE ROV competition. So for anybody who doesn't know, an ROV is a remote operated vehicle. In our case, it was a underwater competition. So we got the machine actually in the flume tank at Marine Institute, and we competed with 18 other schools, or 18 other teams from across the province, and one other team from Churchill Falls in Labrador.
How long did that project take for the students?
So that project initially started last year, before I moved to Maine. But this year, as soon as the school year started in September, we continued on with what they already had built. And luckily, we wrapped it up right before we left to travel. And I think overall, the project was a great success and a great opportunity and experience for the students and everybody involved.
Yeah, it was really surprising to see that part on the Facebook.
Yeah.
So would you like to add anything else?
Nope, I think it's great to see a lot of members of the community here to support the students. Nain is really unique in a lot of ways, but the community atmosphere and the community involvement, really makes this place feel like home. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and thank you for having the time to speak with me today. Yes,
you're welcome. Thank you.
First of all,
okay, so that would be the grade 4, 5, and 6 teachers. So I think we should give all of them a big round of applause for helping out the last little while. All right, secondly, I'd like to thank our 4 judges over here. We wouldn't be able to do this without them. So here we have Colin Webb, Jamie Brady, Aaron Tibble, and Jane Anderson. So thank you guys. Next, I'd like to thank all the parents and community members who came out today. It's great to see members of the community here for any school event. The support of the community is, it's great, and I think it's especially important for events like this. It's, it makes it worthwhile for the students as well as everybody else involved. So thank you guys. And finally, thank you to the students who participated. I understand you guys have been putting in a lot of work the last little while. I'm sure your parents can attest to that. So thank you guys for your hard work. Things like this can continue to happen only because of you. So that's great. Good work. All right, so moving forward, we have our award winners chosen. So we're going to do the top project in grade 4. Top project in grade 5, and then the top project in grade 6. Okay, so up here I have some prizes for the winners to choose from. But before we get to that, I have a small award for everybody involved, all the students. Okay, so I'm going to call you up one at a time. You come up and get your certificate, and then return back to your seat. Okay, so we'll start with the grade 4s. I think I have them in order, so.